Greg Urell.
Regency.
She's certainly knocking at the door, and I think she gets her opportunity tonight.
He's a fox.
He looks in good order, and you know, I think he'll run really well.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get aggressive. Arch Regency.
Arch Regency's coming away. Arch Regency does it well.
Loaded up with He's a Fox.
First time of the trip, and he's lapping it up. He's a Fox put four lengths on them late.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
What a moment it was on Friday. The Greg Urell double at $13.
$13.
Correct, if you don't mind. The spreadsheet is now blossoming again.
See, people were sort of questioning it again, and they jump off.
That's
you can't
right.
jump off because
don't jump
we'll
off.
Come good. We always do.
Took the double, got aggressive with my dollar, and now we're just sitting here paying for all our Mother's Day presents willy-nilly.
And we took the single as well, didn't we?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do
that.
I took the double. You were a bit safe and nerdy. But we were very happy with that. Well done to Greg Urell. Thank you for the excellence. We can hope that continues today because we are at Echuca, a beautiful part of the world, Adam White.
Absolutely it is. Now, there is some rain forecast in Melbourne to sort of come in as the day progresses and a bit of wind around. I wonder what it's going to be like up at Echuca. Probably nothing like in Melbourne. Anthony Pelly, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Not too bad. What is it looking like today in Echuca?
Yeah, similar to Melbourne. Not okay. as bad by the sound of it. So we're on a good four now. And from lunchtime, they're just talking showers. So anywhere from sort of 1 to 5 mil during the afternoon. So, yeah, on that good four now. And if we do get, you know, a shower or two, we may go down. But, yeah, nothing of any significance anyway.
All right. So what's your penetrometer rating at the moment?
Yeah, so 5.31, which is, yeah, spot on a good four up here.
5.31, good four. And the rail?
So, yeah, we had races here about 3 weeks ago, then trials. So just pushed it out 3 metres from the 1,000 to the 400. So yep. basically just keeps them off a bit of wear on the home turn and a bit of marking across the home straight, but sort of even all the way across and should race pretty well.
Fantastic, Anthony, as always. We'll catch you again soon.
Good on your boys, Pat.
Good stuff there. Anthony Pelly, the track manager at Echuca. Good four at this stage. We'll see how we go. John McArdle is one of our all-time favourites. Haven't spoken to him for a while. He's got three in the track, ready to roll. Good morning, Big John.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't need me half. You're just getting cash everywhere, son.
Well, no. We always need more. You know that. There's never enough to go around. But and we think you can help us out with that because you need some more too, clearly, the way things are rolling.
Well, after Mother's Day yesterday...
Exactly right.
Wife's birthday during the week. I'm actually going to the soup kitchen for breakfast this morning.
See, I've got that dilemma too. I've got a birthday next week for the world champs, so it does make it a real squeeze on the finances.
That pressure is right on me.
So let's get it right today. Come on, help us out. Race 5, number 7, Never Shot the Deputy, is second up this campaign. Just missed out of the Echuca. Just didn't hold on at the Echuca last time out over the 1,000. Extra 9 metres today, which is very, very important these days in the Benchmark 58 affair. What can Never Shot the Deputy do?
Well, she's facing the horse that beat her, but, you know, Robbie Griffiths' horse, it was rock hard fit and meeting us better at the weight. We beat it better at the weight. We've obviously improved. Any rain that came would be a bonus because she does handle wet ground. I think she'll run well. She'll jump. She'll roll forward. Leading and hopefully with that little bit of extra fitness up, she can hold the other horses off.
All right, that's race 5, number 7, Never Shot the Deputy. Race 6, number 5, Archer Peter Beach is third up. So rock hard fit again, over the 1,109 metres. Firmly in the market. First at Kyneton resumption. Sixth at Mornington, only a length and a half off him last time out on a soft surface. So do we prefer the soft or the firm today for Archer Peter Beach?
She prefers it wet, yeah. We're hoping for the rain to come for all three of mine, to be honest. This is high-pressure stuff. Mrs. McArdle is breeder and part owner of this horse, so I might be in the soup kitchen for the night if this thing doesn't go any good. But, yeah, look, she won well first up. Second up, the 1,200 maybe, just not quite sure. Back to the 1,100, she's fit. She seems nice and bright. She should be around the mark again. And if she's not, then I'm moving out.
Well, we don't want that. We don't want that. We need you staying at home because you're a nice man. And then you got race 8, number 9, Inside Edge. Plenty of those on my bat. Little cherries there. As rock hard fit, been pretty good this campaign. Hasn't quite got the win, but any chance today, do you reckon?
She'll improve off this. We gave her a bit of a freshen up after a run. She does run well fresh. Her work was good. Kieran's looked hard to beat. But hopefully she can run a nice, consistent race and then should improve off tonight.
All right. Which one wins for us?
I don't Moz the wife. Never shot the deputy.
Never shot the deputy. We'll take that and we'll run the early market at tab.com.au. $3.